Paul De Torre is also with us because it's Friday, and on Friday we do food on Friday, and you are a grape grower. So these are the Menindee grapes you've got.
Yes, named because there was no other good name at the time to name
the
variety.
You're making do with the name Menindee. I thought it was a wonderful name.
We think it's a wonderful name, and most people seem to think so as well.
So when did the Menindee grape show its little face in the world?
It showed in Australia somewhere in the early 80s.
So you bred it, did you?
Well, we bred ours. We propagated ours.
I don't know, you're splitting a hair here that I don't understand. What's your point? What have I not got that you're now trying to explain to me?
Some people allege that the variety doesn't actually belong in Australia or didn't belong in Australia for a couple of years ago.
Allegations have been made that it's exotic and that comes from somewhere else.
Yes, the Americans never saw the funny side of that either.
Are we expecting litigation over this? Is this like a champagne issue, a cheddar cheese issue?
No, the litigation went on for about 10 years.
Oh, there's been litigation. Oh, heavens. Well, we haven't got time to talk about the litigation. So who buys your Menindee grapes?
A lot of people buy our Menindee grapes.
They're a table grape.
Yes, they're a white seedless table grape. Mm. They're the most popular white seedless table grape grown in Australia, probably the most popular grown in the world, but under different names.
Gee, there's a lot going on here that is hard to unpack. All right. And so do you export the Menindee grapes, or do other people eat their own Menindee grapes under another name?
We can sell our Menindee grapes in Australia, but no, we're not allowed to export our grapes outside of Australia.
And now why is that?
Again, because of a disagreement as to...
No, you're choosing your words carefully. Spit it out, man. What's going on here?
If we paid the royalties to the company that owned the grape varieties, originally owned the grape variety, then we are allowed to export it. But our argument is what we have in the ground is significantly different to what was bred in California.
I see. And who's the company that owns that says it owns your grape?
It's a genetics or a plant propagating company called Sunwelt. They're also responsible for the seedless watermelon, of all things.
Isn't this interesting? I love these sorts of issues because they're so complicated. So you've grown grapes throughout the drought, have you, or did you have to pack up your operation for a while?
We lost about two-thirds of our plantings during the drought. We also took out all of our citrus during the drought, and we had about a three-year decline in the productivity of our stone fruit.
And are there other growers around here, or are you a sort of lonely battler?
No, there is growers of different size. We're the medium size, maybe to the upper scale, but easily not the biggest and not the smallest.
And have you seen neighbours get out of the industry?
Yes, my neighbour right next door to me no longer has sold his property. All his trees died, everything.
Right.
And he sold up and got out.
This is difficult country to work in, surely. I mean, I wonder what the appeal is of farming out here.
The appeal was that up until 2002, our water was one of the most secure waters in Australia.
Mm. What about the soil?
A lot of the soil is good. A lot of the soil is marginal. But because of the good quality water and the reliability of it, even the marginal soil was farmable.
Right. And what else is grown? Are people growing veggies out here?
There is. Menindee's only had table grapes since the early 80s. Prior to that, it was mainly mainly citrus, and then prior to that was mainly vegetables.
Mm. Well, Paul, thank you for dropping by. I think you've been candid. You've been both cagey and candid in equal measure. It's been lovely to talk to you, Paul. Paul De Torre, who's the third-generation grape grower here at Menindee.